Now, we are going to speak to Tome Levy, who works as an injury prevention officer and consultant for production companies and performers. And currently she's working on Singing in the Rain at the Sadler's Wells Theatre in London.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above.
Singing in the Rain. Well, it's just cleared up a little bit, but it has been quite an appropriate soundtrack to our afternoon here in London. And we can talk now to Tome Levy, who, as I mentioned, is an injury prevention officer. Tome, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Great to talk to you. Why do you need somebody with your role on Singing in the Rain, and tell us what you do?
Sure. So I think every production needs it, frankly. I mean, obviously, the physical demand in Singing in the Rain is substantial. For anyone that's seen it, they'll understand. But I created the role of Injury Prevention Consultant, or IPC for short, in response to the over-reliance on reactive measures that historically both stage and screen production has had. And by that, I basically mean that instead of having proactive measures in place to avoid injury, it was always something that was dealt with as and when it happened, which would put a lot of strain both on the mental and physical health of performers and the wider production framework.
I mean, presumably health and safety, I mean, there are those rules which all theatres have to follow in any case. I mean, what extra do you bring to a show?
Sure. So interesting you put it that way, actually. I've often referred to it as the missing piece of the health and safety puzzle, as it were. Because, you know, while obviously, of course, there are, a vast number of health and safety protocols that legally production companies have to follow, you know, they have people in place to make sure that set doesn't collapse, to make sure that costumes aren't flammable. But when it comes to addressing movement in a production from a biomechanical perspective, looking at how the performers are embodying the movement, making sure that they're doing it in the way that will least likely result in injury to them during the run, nobody's had that job before. So I decided to create it.
So until now, an awful lot of what performers were doing, whether they were, dancing across a wet floor and singing in the rain or whatever, it was just up to the performers themselves to manage their own risk, was it?
Sometimes. I mean, what I did find, and obviously I've come at this from having been a performer prior to doing this, The injury prevention hat is something that would be passed around depending on what production you're working on. So sometimes it would be the choreographer that was charged with that responsibility. Sometimes it would be the movement director, the fight director. Sometimes it would be the performers themselves. Ultimately, aside from the fact that they're all very busy doing their job, their own job, this particular injury prevention is something that if you don't have the skill set and the eye to know what to look for, first off, you're not going to know how to go about preventing. If you're focused as a performer, especially on learning a huge, Singing in the Rain is a great example, a huge amount of material for an incredible, very physically demanding show. You don't have time to think about how you're landing that jump, how you're, doing those six pirouettes in a row and landing on a wet floor and making sure that you're doing that in a way that you'll be able to replicate perfectly 8 times a week when you're in a show. So having somebody there as a fly on the wall while you're learning it to make sure that you're learning it to technical perfection, so that you build good habits right from the beginning, it just hasn't existed. It's been very much down to, on a production by production basis, whoever happens to pull the short straw, as it were.
So tell us about some of the shows that you've worked on before. I mean, and were there specific issues which you had to address, where you had to try and persuade the director to make changes, perhaps?
So it's never actually been changes that I make. It's about facilitating the creative vision as it is. That's one thing coming at it from a dancer's perspective. I will never try and change anything in terms of the choreography or the directed movement. That is set. I'm often asked to assist with it in terms of when it's being developed on an original production. But some of the shows that I've worked on, when I started, I was brought in to basically troubleshoot shows that were running, you know, mid-run, 6 months in, with a very high injury rate, a high cast turnover rate, and nobody could really pinpoint the reason that certain injuries were recurring every time they had a cast change. So I'd come in, do a show watch, find the problem with the execution of whatever particular moment it might be, and deliver a solution that would then allow that performer, rather than getting stuck in this cycle of injury, treatment, re-injury, which so many performers get stuck in.
I've got Grant Tucker with me. I'm going to bring him into the conversation.
Sure.
What would you say to some of our listeners who might be listening, thinking, God, this is all a bit health and safety gone mad? I can understand why you might need to do a bit of safety prevention around big choreographed scene, but actually bringing this into lots of productions is actually just trying to create a new industry.
Well, it is trying to create a new industry, but one that is extremely necessary. And I the response that I have from performers that I work with across the board, whenever I walk into a new show, is relief. There's not really any other way to describe it. Without question, the most common response that I get when people come in to work with me is, I wish I'd had you on this show. I'd wish that you'd been here for that particular tour that I did 3 years ago. And so I'm not a health and safety practitioner. That's not my job. It's a completely separate area. This is about making productions run smoother, because ultimately illness and injury, even before the pandemic, have always been the greatest existential threats to productions staying open. Now COVID has made that considerably worse, obviously, with things like isolation in place. So in terms of having enough people to be able to keep shows running comfortably and open and not overloading the cast, this has been, certainly from the response that I've had, it's not looked at as health and safety gone mad. It's looked at as something that facilitates a creative vision smoothly and with minimal bumps, which ultimately helps producers as well from a budget standpoint, because they don't have this open-ended stream of physio bills that they don't know how to regulate.
That makes sense. Great to hear about your new role. Tome Levy, who is an injury prevention officer and consultant for production companies. Great to hear about your role. Thanks a lot for joining us.